time for a deep dive into the one issue that matters most in a capitalist democracy, money. This is Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money, a joint production of the Maggie Dawn Show and the Patriotic Millionaires. Now, let's start talking money.
We appear to be having some minor technical difficulties. Please bear with us as we restart some browsers and get back.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is the 3 o'clock hour, and therefore it is Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money, everybody. We have been urgently awaiting the arrival of my very special guest, Ryan Grimm, an accomplished DC reporter, a two-time Pulitzer Prize finalist who worked for the HuffPost and helped found a new media outlet called Dropsite News. We haven't yet been able to hook up with Ryan, but I wanted to sort of open this question up. So today, if we don't get Ryan, it's going to be Maggie talking money with each and every one of you. And the topic that I was going to talk with Ryan about this afternoon is the fact that within the Democratic Party, there is this wide spectrum, right? There are folks, and I consider myself of this category, the more sort of centrist, pragmatic. I'm always looking to ensure that government policies actually produce the results that the legislators intended when they signed those pieces of legislation into law. I wish we did more analysis of that as a point of fact. And there are folks that are very, very far left. And certainly, I think a lot of people would point to, for example, Senator Bernie Sanders, the women known as the Squad, including Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Representative Omar, and these folks. So here's the question, and I think this is a really important one. I'd be very fascinated to hear what you all think as well. Certainly, I'm open to questions. I know a lot of you have had questions for us during the Maggie and the Millionaires segment, and there's usually so much content we don't have time for them. So if you do have questions or comments, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Here is the question. When we talk about something like the American Stability Act that is based on a really simple principle, a value that I think every single American would say they support, that they share this value, and that is, if someone is willing to work 40 or 50 hours of hard, honest work in a week, should it not, of course, be the case that that person can live a life of basic dignity? Not luxurious, but basic dignity. That if you work 40 to 50 hours, good, honest work in a week, that you're going to make enough money not to have to work a second job or a third job. That you're going to make enough money to pay for your housing, your medical care and insurance, for food, for transportation and on occasion get a couple of weeks off, right? That you can have a sick day and be able to stay home, right? That if your child is sick, you can stay home and you won't lose your job. This should not be a debatable premise. And yet, the minimum wage in the state of Wisconsin is some $7+. That ain't enough to live on. I mean, everybody always says, don't do math on the radio, but let's try, shall we? Let's try very carefully. So let's just call it $8 an hour. We'll make things simple. $8 an hour at 40 hours a week equals $320? $320?
You can't do anything with that.
In a week? For a week? Okay, all right, let's round up. Let's call it $8 an hour, and let's say it's 50 hours of work. Okay, let's even call it 60. This is a lot of work. Trust me, I have worked 60-hour work weeks. I've worked 80-hour work weeks. I've worked weeks where I have worked 14-plus hours every day, because that's what they do to young lawyers at big law firms. They just run you right into the ground. If you are even at 60 stinking hours a week, you're just clearing $480 a week. That's before you've paid a penny in taxes, ladies and gentlemen. And let's assume you work every single week of the year, all 52 weeks. That's $25,000. If somebody out there thinks they can live on $25,000 a year, I'd like to hear from you. 855-75-CIVIC. 855-752-4842. So that is not enough money to live on. That is not enough for basic dignity. And we know this because you look in basically any region of the country, there's going to be some variation, but we can actually calculate how much it costs for a single person with no kids to buy housing, to pay rent, or to have a mortgage in different regions, their food, their medical costs, their transportation. We know how much that costs. And that for just a single person with no kids ain't anywhere near $25,000 a year. And that is, by the way, I was rounding up a whole lot. I assumed a 60-hour work week, not a 40-hour work week, and I assumed a minimum wage of $8, which is higher than the minimum wage currently in the state of Wisconsin. We know that it takes about $40,000 to $41,000 a year. So why is it that anyone in this country that's only making $40,000 a year or less, and they are working those 40 or 50 hours a week, and heaven help us, anybody making less than $40,000, $41,000 a week, why should anybody pay a single penny of income tax if you aren't making enough to even pay for your basic needs? If we're the richest country in the world and we are the land of opportunity, why should anybody making those relatively small amounts of money be paying any federal income tax? It's unconscionable. So I don't think most people, if we sat down at a kitchen table and you and I talked about this, would disagree with that. And by the way, again, middle class and working people and poor folks, we also pay sales tax, right, on everything that we consume. Now, food is exempted, so is medication. But here's where we're at. Like, that should not be a particularly controversial concept. But for some reason, those two concepts that we actually need to have a meaningful minimum wage, a sustainability wage, if you will, or a stability wage, probably even a better way to put it, a stability wage, and that you shouldn't be taxed if you're just getting by. You shouldn't be paying federal income tax on that. All of a sudden, that's been morphed by the right into sounding like some sort of heretical concept. And so within the Democratic Party, you've seen the progressive wing, who have often and most frequently, I think, tried to make these points very clear to the American public, sort of painted as these radicals. So really excited. We've got Mr. Ryan Grimm. He's joining us. You're going to want to unmute yourself, sir. Thanks for making it happen this afternoon. Welcome, Ryan, to the Maggie Dawn Show. Really happy to have you.
How you doing, Maggie?
Jess, are you hearing Mr. Grimm? I'm not. You're probably going to have to select the correct microphone in your settings. Ryan, we'll continue to work on that. Jess, if you can let me know when Ryan is ready to go. Ryan is the author of two books. This is Your Country on Drugs. We've got
this People, is test, test.
And most recently, The Squad, AOC and the Hope of a Political Revolution, in which he covers the rise of AOC, The Squad, and their struggle to find footing within the Democratic Party. We'll try this again. Welcome, Ryan. It's nice to have you.
Are you hearing me? I can hear you.
On the sound, not to worry, everybody. This is the beauty of radio. We figure it out on the fly. So my point about setting the stage in this way is to say, I don't think the idea of a stability wage.
I have, it says it's working for me, guys.
Minimum wage income tax exemption. In other words, if you're not earning enough to do better than what is absolutely the bare minimum to exist as a single person with no kids, that is not, I think, all that left wing. I think that that's pretty gosh darn common sense. I think what creates challenges is that we need to make up that revenue, right? That working folks have had placed on their backs the responsibility to basically fund government subsidies to billionaires, 100 millionaires like Eric Hovde and Ron Johnson, and the richest and largest corporations. And so if we're not taxing, say, folks that up to that $40,000 mark, if you're just, again, if you're just making that much, you're going to be exempt from federal income tax. Okay, well, we got to make that up because there's been a disproportionate burden placed on working people in this country. And what the American Stability Act introduced, I think just over 2 weeks ago by Representative Summer Lee of Pennsylvania, suggests is that we tax the wealthiest of the wealthiest. People making over $100 million a year or more, we tack on an extra 2%. An extra 2%. Now, again, everybody says don't do math on the radio, but an additional 2% tax on somebody making $1 million a year is 20 grand. They can afford it. And the American Stability Act further proposes that for people making 15 million or more, we're going to surcharge them even more. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, see if we can get Ryan here on Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money.
The Patriotic Millionaires also purchase advertising time on various civic media stations throughout Wisconsin.